At the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, there's a long hallway connecting a building from the 1970s to a beautiful historic building from 1904. The corridor itself has all the charm of an airport terminal, save for one element. All along its length on one wall are sculptures by the renowned artist Felix de Welden. De Welden was born in Austria in 1907 and came to America by way of London and Canada. He served in the U.S. Navy in World War II and became a citizen after the war. As a sculptor, he's best known for the massive Marine Corps Memorial installed near Arlington Cemetery across the Potomac from Washington, D.C. His sculptures here in the hallway at Newport are scenes from American wars, starting from the American Revolution and going up through Vietnam. Some are more than 5 feet wide and almost 4 feet high. They look massively heavy. They're actually made of a resin instead of stone or clay and are much lighter than they look, but have a strong presence. Altogether, they lend the hallway a visually interesting element it wouldn't otherwise have. But walking alongside them, one inevitably realizes that the purpose of this art cannot be beauty. De Welden is no slouch as an artist, and the pieces are skillfully done, but beautiful is not the word that comes to mind. Instead, their purpose is inspirational and to convey a sense of historical context to anyone in their presence. There could just as well be words painted on the walls that say something to the effect that you are one element in a long historical procession. You may be an individual, but remember, by being here, you're part of something far bigger and more important. But as the cliche has it, a picture is worth a thousand words, and in this case, art sends a complex message much more powerfully and subtly than do words. As you walk along with the historical flow of the sculptures, and maybe even more so as you go backward in time by walking in the other direction, you're taken out of yourself. By reminding you that there is something more at stake here than the lives of individuals, and that individuals just like you, the viewer, have given their lives in these conflicts gone by, this art guards against hubris, a concern of soldiers going all the way back to Achilles. Novelist Salman Rushdie said that the cultural importance of art comes from its ability to tell us things about ourselves that we hear from no other quarter. Those who come to study strategy at the Naval War College read many things and hear lots of lectures. But it may be that from the art they encounter in the halls, they learn the most fundamental truth about the profession of arms and their place within history.